We get the hang of this at some point. Glad to have you join. So let us begin with a slow, deeper breath. And finding our bodies, our presence, our ability to be in this moment. And simply using our breath to take us home. Slow, steady breath. And as we breathe ourselves home, feeling into the body, the bones, the muscles, the energy. And just a soft rocking side to side, letting the neck move side to side as the body creates a sideways wave. And just giving the shoulders a gentle stretch. As we breathe ourselves right back home into the body with a gentle side to side rocking, very gentle. I find in the morning if I'm not gentle, a muscle can tweak. Feeling that connection to the earth. And just noticing naturally how the body wants to move. Just like kelp in the sea, moving just gently, slowly, micro movements. Almost like making love to space. From that grounding into the earth, sweeping up the body, connecting with the sky, with the cosmos, and just take your time allowing your mind to track. Deep inhale, stretching the mouth open wide, stretching the jaw. and yawn. I hope that you're taking good care of your energy throughout these days, and especially of your mind. The more mindful I am, the more I notice the impact in my brain, like what I watch, the kind of programs or what I listen to, like the news, and managing to cultivate. Last night I chose to just read a book, quieting my mind to focus and take in the words of the page, very different than looking at things. And I closed my evening with music on a timer so I could just drift into sleep with the sweet sound of the flute. My biggest takeaway from all the Buddhist training is teachings and practices is that we're always training our mind. So noticing the state of your mind and purposefully changing it through action, through thought, through breath, through stillness. So each thing that we do, each movement, each sound, each intention is to bring ourselves back to the center, back to home, back to where the wisdom lies. What is it in your life that needs support right now? For me, it's removing chaos. I put things out that I will do later, and pretty soon I have piles of things out. So how can we support calmness, peacefulness in our mind, in our spirit? Coming into a deeper stillness and begin to breathe in, hold, feel, and on the exhale, melt into the body, relaxing into the moment present. Breathe yourself fully into the body. Groundedness and expanded. We'll do the mantra calling in blessings from the guru, from spirit, from the goddess. Deep breath in. And try to sing this out loud. Om Ahom Vajra Guru Pema Siddhi Hom. Om Ahom Vajra Guru Pema Siddhi Hom. One more time. Om Ahom Vajra Guru Pema Siddhi Hom. Notice how it feels in the body. How reaching out to the divine, asking for the blessings, for protection, for love. And we'll now develop a little chi or energy in the lower chakras and bathe our whole body. Breathe in. Breathe all the way out, hold the breath out, and pulse the PC muscles. Breathe it up. Squeeze, hold, tongue to the upper palate, shoulders back and down. Relax everything, bathing yourself in your own essence. And repeat. Do one more time, really noticing how each part of this practice feels in the body. moving into a reverse abdominal breath. Each inhale, feeling just below the belly button, pulling that in towards the spine. Squeezing the PC muscles up and in, feeling the low back, kidneys and adrenals being fed. You might even put your hand over your low belly. And you exhale, just allowing the belly to relax, the PC muscles to relax. And repeat breathing in. This really engages the abdominal muscles, strengthening. Bringing more consciousness to reverse abdominal breath, bringing more consciousness to our core abdominal muscles. And adding to that the chi shower. So rubbing the hands together. And then swinging the hands out to the side, feeling the palms of your hands, imagining until you feel it, creating a chi ball, like scooping chi in the palms of the hands as you inhale to above the head. And as you exhale, rolling that chi ball down through the entire system, energetic field, inner chakras, aura cleansed. And again, pause, pull the belly muscles in, squeeze. PC muscles squeeze, relax, washing through the body. One more time, I'm going to be quiet and we'll go into silence. Feeling your own energy embodied, connected to earth and sky, presence with yourself, with your life, with spirit. peaceful in the body, peaceful in the mind. And even as the mind will wander, feel the presence in yourself, the presence that watches the mind wander. Presence of your own divinity, your own beingness. And in that presence, being the conduit of the divine, the one that can allow the divine to flow through you, any place that needs healing, invite that flow like a ray of sunshine. And asking, as we have already asked for enlightened body, speech, and mind, this is a practice to notice when we leave that and to use our tools to return. So as we sit in this moment, a taste of healing, a taste of clarity, that the divine may heal me, teach me, guide me. Let us sit for a moment and asking for a clear vision of what is this time we are experiencing right now? What are we here to learn? How can we walk this in beauty and grace? And when action is needed, taking action. Deep, slow breath. Show me the way, Divine One. And with that, what intention would serve me today? What action or non-action? Is this a day of rest? Read a book, dance, sing? Listening for the answer to arise. Breathing back into neutral, again feeling that reverse abdominal breath. Noticing as you tighten the abdominal muscles, the massage to the kidneys, the support of the spine, and maybe even a little massage of the liver. Certainly of the intestines and of the stomach. This last few breaths, what are you grateful for in this moment, in this life? May we pause throughout this day and use this breath as a signal to the brain, stillness. Let us completely stop for this moment. May you all be reminded throughout the day by a candle, by a note on the mirror. You are a divine being, and what we do together is uncover, to almost like unearth our divinity, our purity, our beauty, releasing the experiences, the stories that we grew up with that quite possibly made us forget. I wish us all a most beautiful day. Until tomorrow, namaste. May this benefit all beings, and may all beings find freedom.